And good evening, folks. Broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM and also streaming at SaintLakeBroadcasting.com. Broadcasting live from Deckerville High School for another visit to Deckerville High School. Last night we were here for high school girls basketball. Deckerville girls winning over Peck Pirate girls basketball team 40-16. Tonight we're expecting a little bit of high scoring affair with the boys game, with the Deckerville Eagles hosting the Peck Pirates. Our first look at the Deckerville boys basketball team. Our second look at the Peck Pirates team, who took on Kingston, Peck's own home court, and they fell to Kingston in that game. And of course, these two teams kind of set themselves back to get in the hunt for the North Central Thumb League Star Division title. We'll talk about that coming up here in our pregame show. It's also winter homecoming fest here tonight at Deckerville High School. They're getting ready for the pageantry. The band is here, so it's going to be pretty loud here through our microphones also. A pretty good crowd here tonight at Deckerville High School gym also. I'm Eddie Fury, broadcasting live on WBGV 92.5 FM. We'll go through the list of the games going on tonight. Take a look at what both these teams did in their first meeting against each other. This is the second meeting between Peck and Deckerville boys basketball team. Right now, the JV Eagles team leading the Peck JV team 53-33. We have about 2 minutes left here in our final frame in this game. Well, let's take a little bit of time, extra time. Not a lot of stoppage, some foul calls also, some turnovers and all that for the JV game. But, it is Winterfest. You expect things to be a little bit set behind. But otherwise, should be a pretty good hot crowd tonight, since this is a big rivalry game between the Peck Pirates and the Deckerville Eagles high school boys basketball teams. When we come back, we'll get ready for the pregame show here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at SaintLakeBroadcasting.com. I'm Eddie Fury, broadcasting live. We'll be right back with our pregame show. All right, JV game just wrapped up. And it was Deckerville JV team winning over Peck JV team 53-36. In the JV game here for Winterfest celebrations here at Deckerville. Pre-game show here on WBGV 92.5. Peck versus Deckerville. Peck at Deckerville for this game tonight. Looking at what the Peck varsity team has done so far right now, record-wise in the standings in the North Central Thumb League Stars Division standings. Right now, it is Kingston in first place at 6-0, 12-3 overall. Also, Dryden is at 5-1 and 10-6. Peck 3-3. Yes, three games behind. Deckerville also three games behind at 3-3, 9-6 overall. Peck is 10-6 overall. Also, Mayville at 1-5, 8-8 overall. North Huron 0-6 and 4-11 overall. Deckerville varsity team come running out onto the court here for warm-ups out of the locker room. Also, some good size from this Deckerville team as we get into our pregame. Peck varsity boys started out the season with a win over Akron Fairgrove, 55-42. You heard that right. Akron Fairgrove has some pretty good shooters. They shoot high, a lot of points. Took on some competition. This is what Peck has done, taking on the competition. Second game of the season at Armada. That was a loss, 33-56. Bounced back with a win over at Caseville, 67-21. A loss to Yale right down the road from Peck, 29-72. Bounced back with 5 straight wins over North Huron, 65-40. Win over Kimball Landmark Academy, 66-37. The win over New Haven Merritt Academy, 72-59. The win over Mayville, 50-24. And their win over Deckerville on January 17th in overtime, 62-57. We'll get into the details about that in that first matchup. And then the game that we had covered back on January 20th on their home court, Kingston defeating Peck 45-59. Peck actually led in that game early. Kingston able to come back. Ethan Green, the catalyst for that team for Kingston. And then if Peck wanted to stay into that hunt, they had to back follow that game up with Dryden, the second place team. And they ended up going on the road 4 days later after the loss to Kingston with a loss at Dryden, 48-56. So that game got away from them, losing only by 8 points in that meeting. Well, they bounced back with 3 wins in a row after that, 2 straight losses to Kingston and Dryden. with a win over Carson from Port Sanlac. Carson from Port Sanlac really laying down the points in that one, 51-42. Got the win over Owengate, 69-12. The win over Bay City All Saints, who are in first place at the North Central Stripes Division, 53-46. And then they play Bad Axe this past Saturday. That was a loss also. And then their second meeting against Dryden this past week was a loss. They really needed to win that game to stay in the hunt for the North Central Thumb League title hopes. And they lose 45-56 in that one. So I do believe Peck is technically 3-2. I don't see their third loss here, so that must be wrong in the standings. Yeah, that's actually right. They got three losses in NCTL League because they lost to Kingston, Dryden twice now this past week also. 45-56, and that's where Peck Pirates have left off. Well, that loss to Dryden, 45-56. That's the records right now for the Peck Pirates. Some of the key shooters for this team also. In that loss in the last game for Peck, busy week for Peck, had three games in 5 days, winning two of them. To start the week, they picked up that easy win over Owengate, 69-12, 36-4 at the half. Pirates were led by a balanced scoring attack and offense, led by Kyle Hayden, 15 points, 5 assists, and 4 steals. Dalton Seff, the true point guard, had 11 points and 3 steals in the game, and Thomas West finished with 10 points and 8 rebounds for the Peck Pirates. Cody Cairo, these are JV players coming up to play on the varsity team, added 8 points. Carson Lieblang had 7 points. Steven Van Konitz and Brennan Stoll scored 6 also. Last week, the Pirates had the rally for a 54-46 win over Bay City All Saints also. And they trailed 12-4 against the All Saints. And after the first quarter, and 22-12 at the break. In the third quarter against the All Saints, they went on a 19-10 run before finishing the game with a 23-14 advantage in the fourth to steal the win. They were 17-24 from the free throw line. We'll see if free throws come down to the wire here, because the last time they went into overtime with that win over the All Saints on February 3rd. Hayden again had 15 points, 6 rebounds, 3 steals in that game. Dalton Senf, Brady Babcock, 14 points, adding 9 and 8 rebounds. And Van Konen had 9 points and 8 boards for Peck. Now, against the Bad Axe Hatches last week, it was 36-30 in favor of the Hatches at halftime, and Bad Axe used a 20-point to 3-point run in the third to pull away. They did respond. Peck did respond with a 22-10 advantage in the fourth, but couldn't come away all the way back. Dalton Seff still did a pretty good job. He had 13 points in that loss to Bad Axe on Saturday. Babcock had 10 points, 6 rebounds, and 3 assists. And Hayden, 8 points, 6 rebounds. So they can play. They can hang in there. It's just the game's getting away from them. And the key one that got away from them was against Dryden this past the first meeting, 56-45, with Dryden winning that one. That was on this past week, I believe. Yeah, on Monday. 10-6 overall. 3-3 the NCTL Stars. Dryden 10-6 and 5-1 right now. Leading scorers for Peck was Dalton Senf for 14 points. Brady Babcock had 12 for Dryden. Jacob Burgess, 19 points. Dylan Ledford had 16 in that game. 56-48 in that first meeting against Dryden also. Dalton Senf, well, that loss, had 17 points in the first meeting against Dryden. Brady Babcock, 13. Steve Van Konen with 11 points and 13 rebounds. And leading scorers, Jacob Burgess, 18. Dylan Ledford, 17. And Jalen Taylor with 15 points in that game. In the game against Peck for Kingston and Peck, we had covered 11-14 in the first quarter as Kingston came back in that first and then scored 15 points to Peck's 4. So that really put them back. But then Peck responded, scoring 15 points, but Kingston did as well, and 15 points each. So just scoring 4 points in that killer second quarter hurt Peck against Kingston with that loss, 59-45. Dalton Senf again on the top of the boards with 18 points. Cal Hayden, 10 points also in that loss at Kingston. They'll be a cover back on January 20th. So it comes down to Cal Hayden, Dalton Senf also for the Peck Pirates. Need other role players to step it up, like Carton Babcock also. as this is going to be a very tough Deckerville team. We'll come back and talk about Deckerville Eagles here. Pre-game show, WBGV 92.5 FM, Paquette Deckerville. We'll be right back. Welcome back to WBGV 92.5 FM. Looking at the Deckerville Eagles, 9-6 overall, started off the year with a win over Owen Gage, 70-5, and then took on some competition at Emily City, losing that one 37-74, Class B size school. And then three straight wins over KPEC, 56-45 in early December, the win over CPS at CPS, 54-15, and the win over Bay City All Saints, another common opponent for both these teams. Bay City All Saints with the win for Deckerville, with a win over All Saints, 43-33. Then three straight losses, but this was to some of the top teams in the Thumb. This is in late December. The loss against Reese, 48-73. The loss to Sandusky, 28-39. Sandusky in a big game tonight against Ubley at their home court. And the loss to Kingston in league play for Deckerville, that was a 51-65 loss. They were hung in there against Kingston. And then bounced back after those three straight losses with a win at North Heron, league opponent, 75-35. And then in the first meeting between these two teams, Peck and Deckerville, Deckerville losing to Peck in overtime, 57-62. And then a loss to Dryden. So those back-to-back losses kind of put them out of reach right now in the league chase for the title. Deckerville losing in overtime to Peck, 57-62 in mid-January, and then followed it up with a loss to Dryden, 44-63. But then four straight wins for Deckerville from late January into this early February. Started off against Mayville with a win, 58-41. A win over that high-scoring Akron Fairgrove Viking offense. Deckerville come away 64-52. The win over CPS, 60-35. And just come off a win over Mayville, 68-49. So Deckerville here against Peck for Winterfest. Coming up after this game, Deckerville has North Huron, Dryden, Marlette, Genesee, Kingston, and Harbor Beach. So taking on some pretty good competition for Deckerville on themselves. Taking a look at what Deckerville has done so far. In the last tough week for Deckerville, when they lost to Peck in that first meeting, 62-57. Deckerville led 27-22 at the half, but the Pirates were able to take the lead in that third, 19-10 run. In the fourth, Deckerville was able to get it back into it with a three-pointer at the buzzer from Hunter Garza, sent the game to overtime. The extra overtime, however, Peck outscored Deckerville 8-3. Brady Scherbowski led the Eagles with 14 points. Derek Osborne had 11 points. Boy, he's a big boy out there, but can shoot, including seven key points in the fourth period. Connor Palmer, David Shanks also had 8 points for the Deckerville Eagles. And when Deckerville hosted Dryden, they came up short 63-44, but still put up 44 points. Derek Osborne finishing in double figures, 10 points. Logan Martin, team high 14 points. Hunter Garza had 7 for the Eagles in the loss to Dryden. So here we are in the second meeting between these two teams as they challenge each other here. First game went in overtime, with Peck coming out on top. And again, record-wise, right now, in the North Central Thumb League Stars Division, Kingston 6-0, 12-3 overall. They hold stat in first place, a game ahead of Dryden, who is 5-1. Peck 3-3, Deckerville 3-3. So they are three games behind for a chance to get a piece of that league title, and that seems pretty highly unlikely at this point. Now, Kingston tonight in action also. They are at Mayville and should win that game also. We'll go through the rest of the schedule if we have any time here in the pregame. So we'll get ready for a tip-off here in just a bit, folks. On WBGV 92.5 FM, high school basketball is Deckerville hosting Peck. We'll be right back. All right, we're going to get ready here for the national anthem.
Jesse Dulkowitz.
back with the starting lineup here on 92.5 FM. And Peck opens up, winning the tip-off. They started off with a three-point shot made by number three. That was Cale Hyden to start it off. It's 3-0 Peck Pirates lead. 7:28 to go. Deckerville mishandles a dribble, and it'll be Peck picking it up. Cale Hyden with the ball right now at the points. Passes it off to Steve Van Conant in the left wing. To Alex Afrin, the right wing. A three-point shot by Dalton Siff. He makes a three-point shot. Back-to-back threes for Peck. They lead 6-0. 7-0-7 to go here. So we start off the first period. Deckerville with the ball. Over to number 32 to the left side. It's Hunter Garza to the left corner. Almost loses the ball after the pass back from number 21, Connor Palmer. Their starter is Derek Osborne with the ball. Number 0 hands it off with the other starter, Connor Palmer. Number 20, Brady Sharbowski, your starter for Deckerville. And number 23, Chris Kozo. And number 32, Hunter Garza, your starter for Deckerville. Dalton Seff, number 11, your starter. Cale Hyden, number 3, your starter. Number 5 also, Carson Lee Blang. And a shot made for the Deckerville Eagles. Number 20, Brady Sharbowski, to get the first points on the board for Deckerville. It's 6-2. Peck with a four-point lead. 6:34 to go here in the first. Peck with possession. Carson Lee Blang with possession on the floor. Three-point shot with the miss by Cale Hyden from the right wing. Rebound picked up by number 32, Hunter Garza, who goes for a floater in the middle of the paint. No good. Rebound picked up by number 20, Alex Affer, who is the other starter here on the floor for Peck, along with number 23, Stevie Van Konitz, number 3, Cale Hyden, Karsten Lieblang, also your starter, Dalton Seff, number 11, on the floor for the Peck Pirates. Driving down the right lane with a floater for two, hits the rim, no good, by Cale Hyden. Rebound picked up by Derek Osborne. Cale Hyden, by the way, a sophomore for Peck. Connor Palmer in the left corner passes it off to Garza. There'll be a whistle called by the official. 6-2. Peck with the lead. 5:40 to go. Two fouls already on Peck. That's number 5 for Peck, Carson Lieblang. He'll come out. In comes Carter Babcock, the junior, for Peck. In substitution, Connor Palmer at the high post, passes it off to Garza at the left wing to the top of the point to number 23, Chris Kozo, to number 20, Brady Sharbowski at the right side, and back over to left side, left corner to Connor Palmer, number 21 for Deckerville. Hunter Garza with it, goes at a high post. Sharbowski over to left wing, pass off to the right corner for three, number 23 with a miss. Chris Kozo, put back attempt by Palmer, he'll steal it away, knocked out of bounds and slapped out by Peck. It should be Deckerville ball. Connor Palmer going for a shot and trying to get his own putback. Doesn't drop it. He grabbed the missed shot with a rebound also. Inbounds pass from the baseline up top to Hunter Garza. Pitches it over to the right corner, pitching it in. Stolen away after the double team. Intercepted by Van Konitz as that pass was intended for Connor Palmer at the right low block. Floater from the right low block himself with a miss. Senf rebound. Sharbowski, 2-on-1. He'll drive the basket. He misses a shot with a putback. Good from behind. Number 23, Chris Kozo. It's 6-4. Peck with a two-point lead now. 4:39 to go here in the first. Steve Van Konitz passes it off to number 10 to the high post. Babcock to Hyden for Peck. He'll throw it up. He was fouled. A little bit of push there on Deckerville. Would be apparently number 32, Hunter Garza, with a foul. His first, that's the first foul for Deckerville as a team. And on the free throw line, Cale Hyden, a sophomore for Peck. First free throw is good. 7-4. Do believe that's the first free throws taken in this game. 7-4, three-point lead, one possession lead for Peck. Second free throw is no good. Rebound Deckerville. Connor Palmer with it. Over to Derek Osborne. Number 0 here for Deckerville. The big boy hands it off. And I mean that in a good way. To Hunter Garza. Short right corner shot for two by Sharbowski with a miss. Cale Hyden, number 3 for Peck, picking it up for the rebound defensively. And Peck possession. Dalton Senf with it. Trying to direct traffic right now. Alex Affer at the right corner. Pass off to number 10, Carter Babcock. Back to the left side. Semp pitching it into Vancona to post up, but blocked by Derek Osborne. With a shot attempt by Vancona, and Deckerville comes up with possession after that. Defensive block. Garza with it at the left winning three-point range. To Schabowski at the top of the point. Nope, make that number 23, Chris Colzo. Palmer trying to post up. He's triple team, and another slap away block by Peck to respond. Cal Hyden bounce pass to the right corner to Dalton Seff. He'll go for three for the right corner. He swishes that one. 10-4. Peck with the lead by six. Three possession lead, but 3:25 to go. So far, a quick period here. Schabowski with it at the left wing. He'll go to the point. Pick set there by Chris Kozo. Driving down the left lane. He'll hold up to the left corner. The Palmer. To Kozo, but reaching in with a steal. Dalton Semp. He'll race his way for a fast break for a layup for two. Five straight points there for Dalton Semp. It's 12-4. 3 minutes to go here in the first. Hunter Garza going into the high post. Pitches it over to Schabowski. Inside the left wing for two. Put back by Derek Osborne. For two, 12-6. 6-point lead. Good putback there by Derek Osborne to respond after that missed shot. Long shot for three. Semp with another three. 15-6. 2:33 to go here in the first. Deckerville ball. 3-point shot by Hunter Garza. He misses that one. That goes out of bounds. And it'll be Peck Pirate ball. 15-6, 2:24 to go here in the first. Inbounds pass from Alex Affer, number 20, into Dalton Semp. No pressure here applied by the Deckerville Eagles. Semp with the dribble over to Vancona to the left wing. To the top of the point, Cal Hyden driving down the right lane. Whistle is called and a double dribble turnover by Peck. Cal Hyden asking on exactly why the whistle was called. In the house, Mike Gallagher from the Santa County News. Sandusky Tribune here, as well as the Minden City Herald for this game for Winterfest in Deckerville, as well as we are. Deckerville ball, Derek Ostrom pushing up right side. Floats one win against the back of the glass on the right side for 2:15-8. 1:57 to go here. In the first, Peck Pirate ball. Van Konant driving to the basket. Osborne had a piece of it, but Van Konant powered his way up for two. 17-8. Peck with the lead with 1:45 and counting. Deckerville ball. Garza gets a pick set by Osborne. He'll hold up to the right wing. He'll drive in. Wide open was number three in the game. Picking it up, well, almost a lost ball. Loose ball was number 20, Schabowski. Schabowski is fouled after Davis Shanks comes in the game right now for Deckerville. Coach Abrego is not happy with that call. Talking with the official. A little heated discussion right now. On the free throw line for Deckerville for the first time is the first free throw is a miss. By number 20, Brady Schabowski. Second free throw attempt, still on him. Oh boy. Second free throw is a miss. Rebound Peck. Cal Hyden with a fast break over to Dalton Semp. Bounce pass in the middle of the paint. Nice play. One, two, three. It went from Hyden to the right corner to Semp. And that bounce pass to number 10, Carter Babcock. Just like that on that fast break play, it's 19-8. 1:15 to go here. Deckerville ball. Shanks over to Garza. Feeding it to Derek Osborne. He is triple, quadruple team. Misses a shot. Gets back his own rebound. And a double dribble turnover on Deckerville. And it will be Peck Pirate ball. Be a timeout call. We'll be right back here. 19-8, 1:05 to go in the first. Coming out of the rebound, Peck with possession. 45 seconds to go. Dalton Semp getting the handoff from Vancona. Vancona back with it at the top of the point. Over to number 20, Alex Affer. Affer over to Cal Hyden at the top now with 30 seconds to go. Semp, head fake, go to the high post. To Cal Hyden to the right wing, three-point range. He'll drive into the middle of the paint, lays it up for two. That one does not drop. He gets back his own putback, though. Cal Hyden with his putback, making it 21-8. Peck with the lead with 19 seconds to go here in the first. Deckerville ball. Schabowski lays it up for one. And no. Knocked out of bounds with a block after the shot attempt by Brady Schabowski. And Peck with a big block, and they take possession. His last touch, he hit the body of Dackerville. Down with 10 seconds to go here in the first. Peck possession. They lead 21-8. 6 seconds to go here in the first period. Shot for three for Dalton Simpf. He misses that one. And picked up by Derek Osborne, who just throws a football pass and misses it at the end of the first. 21-8. Peck with the lead. We'll be right back here on WBGB. Dackerville will start off with possession, inbounds pass. They are moving from right to left in your radio dial or webcast screen. Palmer turned it around with a short shot in front of the rim for two to open up the score, 21-10. Connor Palmer with a two-point shot, 21-10 with 7:40 to go. Possession per Peck now. Dalton Simpf at the left wing head fakes, goes to the free throw line, throws a shot up. Derek Osborne with his height grabs that rebound down. For possession for Dackerville. 21-10, 7:26 to go. David Shanks at the right corner. Derek Osborne at the right wing with the possession now. One-on-one challenge against Stephen Van Cone, but they're triple teaming Osborne. They block his shot attempt, and they'll take the steal. Triple team on Osborne on the boards there with a shot attempt. Peck comes away with it with the block and steal. Asking for the ball is Babcock down the right lane. Goes up for two. He misses that one. Rebound. Number 21, Connor Palmer for Dackerville. Comes down with a dribble and they're passing the timeline. In the game is number 24, Gabe Kappen in the game here for the Eagles. Swings it over to Derek Osborne. Holds up. Back to Kappen. Kappen will go to the point. Pass off to the right corner to Derek Osborne. Osborne back to Kappen. For Dackerville to Hunter Garza. Swings it over to the left side to David Shanks. Palmer trying to post up. He's triple teamed. Pitches it out to Derek Osborne for a three-point shot. Misses that one. And grabbing it out of midair is Cal Hayden. Fast break play. Van Konen up for two and no. Left side. Easy layup could have been. Misses that shot. Hunter Garza comes down with the rebound for Dackerville. 6:15 to go. It's 21-10. Peck with the lead. David Shanks number three with it for Dackerville. Pass over to the left corner, Hunter Garza. Garza over to number 24, Gabe Kappen. Kappen back to Garza, left corner. Connor Palmer at the point. Just hanging around the perimeter, trying to get some shot open here. Garza whip it. Pitches over to cross-court pass to David Shanks on the right side. Pitching into Derek Osborne. Double team, he'll throw it up for two, and he gets one. 21-12. All points made so far by Derek Osborne. It's 21-12. 5:40 to go here. Peck has yet to score here in this period. Stephen Van Cone with the ball. He'll challenge Osborne. Goes up for the shot for two, and he sinks his first points for Peck. 23-12. Got it over. Derek Osborne with that jumper in front of the rim. 5:25 and counting to go. Dackerville down 23-12 in the second period. Hunter Garza with it. To David Shanks, left side. Bounce pass up top to Gabe Kappen. Kappen. Dribbles over to Shanks. Shanks goes to the top of the point. He'll move over to the right side. Pitching it in to Derek Osborne, but a pass intercepted by Cal Hayden. Loose ball again. We'll have a foul on Peck, it looks like. Or is it Dackerville? And it will be on Dackerville with David Shanks. So it'll be the third foul for Dackerville. Number 34 in the game here for Peck. Thomas West on the JV team, the freshman coming in. Orla Alex Affer with the pass over to Van Konen. Oh, hard foul block, but no foul called. Apparently it was all ball first. And blocking that shot was Dackerville, and they'll have possession. Osborne posting up, double team. Can't get it. He gets his putback, though, for two. 23-14, Derek Osborne. 6 points so far in this second period. 4:29 to go in the first half, second period. Over to the right wing. Alex Affer with the ball for Peck. Thomas West goes for three, left wing. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Rebound picked up by David Shanks. Knocked out of bounds by Peck. It'll be Decker for ball still on the far side. 4:13 to go, 23-14. Peck with the lead. Inbounds pass. Gabe Kappen in to Hunter Garza. Garza comes down across the timeline. Pass over to Gabe Kappen. Pitching it in to Sharbowski. Was not expecting it as he came back into the game and taken away by the Peck Pirates. Alex Affer. He'll throw it over to Dalton Simpf for Peck. So a turnover there by Dackerville. Had a few of those so far in this game. Cal Hiding setting himself up for a three. Can't get it. Rebound picked up by Connor Palmer of Dackerville. As he comes down across the timeline. Almost loses the ball. We'll take it back. Goes to the paint. Lays it up for one and two. One-handed jumper. 23-16. With 3:35 to go and counting. 23-16, Peck with the lead. And just 2 point score for Peck in this period. It's 8 for Dackerville. Dalton Semplevit from the free throw line for two. Fade away. He gets that one for two. 25-16. 3:13 to go in the first half, second period. David Shanks with it. Over to Gabe Kappen. Cross court pass to the left corner. Connor Palmer passes off to the right side. A foul is drawn, and a 2 point shot. We'll be right back. One out of two free throws made by David Shanks for Dackerville, and that second missed free throw. Grabbed by Decker for the rebound, and the putback for two for Connor Palmer for Dackerville, making it 25-19. Peck has possession with 2.5 to go, so one out of the two free throws for David Shanks, and the rebound picked up by Dackerville to get the score of the 2 points by Connor Palmer, and stolen away now by Dackerville against Peck. Gabe Kappen. Over to David Shanks, 2:15 to go, 25-19. Palmer trying to post up, shoots up for two, he gets another two, back-to-back points for Connor Palmer, timeout call, Peck. It is 25-21, within 4 points is Dackerville. We'll be right back. Peck coming out of the timeout, they lead 26-21. Yeah, we got the right score up there. I thought that was incorrect earlier. I do believe it is 26-21. We'll see if there's a point discrepancy. 26-21 now. Peck with the lead, and he'll take a short jumper. No good. Derek Osborne coming down with a rebound after that missed shot defensively for Dackerville. And it's Dackerville ball. David Shanks, bounce pass, bad pass to Connor Palmer, out of reach. It goes out of bounds, and a turnover by Dackerville. Something that Coach Dale Stoliker was talking about earlier in the Bleachers interview with him, talking about what they've done so far throughout the season. It's just the turnovers, costly turnovers. 1:20 to go here. It's 26-21. 5-point lead here for Peck after the score correction. Number five with possession over to Dalton Semplevit for a three-point shot. He's had two or three of them so far. Misses that one. Derek Osborne comes down to rebound with 1:05 to go here in the second quarter. 26-21, Peck with a five-point lead. Hunter Garge over to the right corner to Connor, or Derek Osborne to the right corner. Now over to Hunter Garza. He'll go for three from the right wing. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Loose ball, pull down, turnaround jumper by Scherbowski. No good. Last touch by Dekeros. It goes out of bounds. Derek Osborne trying to get it. And it will be Peck Pirate ball. Coming down with it is Dalton Semp with 42 seconds to go here. To number 10, Carter Babcock. Now over to number 34, Thomas West, a freshman in the game from the JV team playing this quarter. Down to 25 seconds left. 26-21, Peck with the lead and half possession now. Number five, to Carsten Liebling. Over to Thomas West, down to 15 seconds to go in the first half. The Liebling, Carsten Liebling over to number 10, Babcock. Dalton Semplevit at the left wing, down to 6 seconds, trying to find a last second shot, down the left lane, short jumper for two, does not drop, put back attempt, no good, and that's where we end the half. 26-21 at the half, Peck with the lead by five, good comeback here for Dackerville when it was 21-8. We'll be right back here, Winterfest festivities will move on here at Dackerville. Peck with the lead at the half, 26-21, we'll be right back here. WBGB 92.5 FM plus our MHSA This Week in High School Sports program is coming up. Our halftime stats also. We'll be right back. All right, festivities here underway. The Winterfest festivities. Halftime right now. It is Peck leading 21 26-21 against Deckerville. At the end of the first period, it's 21-8. 6-0 lead for Peck with 7:07 to go with 6:34. Deckerville got the first points, 6-2. Got within in possession for Deckerville at the 4:26 mark, 7-4. And Peck pulled away 21-8 at the end of the first, but then Deckerville started charging back here. Being six straight points by Derek Osborne, making it 23-14 at the 4:29 mark. And then a free throw, one out of two made by David Shanks, and back-to-back shots by Connor Palmer. Got it to 25-21, just 5 points scored for Peck in that second period, and 13 for Deckerville, outscoring them. But Peck hanging on to the five-point lead, 26-21 right now. When we come back, it is Winterfest. After the MHSA This Week in High School Sports, we'll have your halftime stat report also come your way with your scoring leaders at the first half. Coming up, the MHSA This Week in High School Sports. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. I'm Eddie Fury. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Congratulations to Colton Gibbs and Sophia Sanford, your king and queen for the Winter Festival here at Deckerville High School. It is Winterfest, and right now, Deckerville on a comeback, but they're down by 5 points, 26-21. A score correction, it was 22-8 in the first period. And right now, it is Peck, 26-21 with the lead against Deckerville here at Deckerville High School. When we come back, your scoring leaders for each team here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Sandusky, Brown City, Marlette, and Across the Thumb, and also around the wide world internet and across the universe at sandlakebroadcasting.com, streaming on 92.5 FM WBGV. We'll be right back with your scoring leaders. All right, your scoring leaders for the Peck Pirates. They lead 26-21 at the half. They are 1-for-2 for free throw shooting. And leading scorer is Dalton Senf, number 11 for Peck. He's got 3 threes, and he leads with 13 points. Second scoring leader is Cal Hayden with 7 points, and 4 points for Steven Van Conant. 2 points for Carter Babcock. Your scoring leaders for Deckerville, they are 1-for-4 for free throws. 8 points for Connor Palmer, all in that second period to get that comeback for the Eagles. 8 points for Derek Osborne. He had at least 4 or 6 in the second period also. 4 points for Chris Kozo, 1 for Brady Sherbowski. Those are your scoring leaders for Deckerville and Peck. 26-21. When we come back, we'll take a look at the list of the games going on tonight. Going on in our Sand Lake Broadcasting coverage area. 26-21, the Peck Pirates leading the Deckerville Eagles. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. That is the Deckerville band playing Sweet Caroline, Neil Diamond's Own, here at Deckerville Winterfest. 26-21, the Peck Pirates leading the Deckerville Eagles. Some of the other games going on right now as we speak. Looking at the list of games, of course, tune in to every morning with our scoring updates on the Morning Fury radio show, WMIC AM 660, 95.3 FM. I happen to be Eddie Fury. Other games going on, Ubley at Sandusky in boys basketball, Marlette at Brown City. That Ubley at Sandusky game is a key game in boys. That's underway right now as Sandusky trying to hold with only one loss in league play. And that rematch coming up soon at Brown City to see if they can get a share of that Greater Thumb East League title. Very important game for Sandusky to win that one against Ubley, but Ubley would like to come back some way and mess things up. Ubley losing twice to Brown City and Sandusky also in league play. Other games going on, Marlette at Brown City Boys, Harbor Beach at KPAC Boys, Armada at North Branch, Crosswell Lexington at Emily City tonight, Alma at Richmond tonight, Cass City's at Carroll, big game there. That's on Thumbtugger Sports at Channel 1 at thumbtugger.com. Jonathan Bisher covering that game tonight. Bad Axe at Lakers tonight, very big game there. Vassar at Unionville Seboeing, another Greater Thumb West action. Carlton at Reese tonight. We have Memphis at Kimball Landmark Academy, Kingston at Mayville, Dryden at North Huron, Carsonville, Port St. Helens, Caseville, Bay City All Saints at Akron Fairgrove, and Yale at Elginac tonight. Girls basketball game, Sandusky won earlier tonight over Ubley. Carsonville, Port St. Helens is at Caseville, Yale at Genesee, Elmont at Richmond earlier, and Lake Leelanau, St. Mary at Reese tomorrow Saturday evening. High school hockey going on. The Thumb Area Legion hosting Lakeshore tonight. That game should be wrapped up. And then host Bay Area tomorrow Saturday afternoon at the Colleen Howe Arena at the Sandlot County Fairgrounds tomorrow to catch that game if you like. We'll come back for second half action, 26-21. Peck with the lead. We'll be right back. Peck opens up a possession, trying to go for an alley-oop slam dunk to Van Konen. Misses that one. Deckerbo gets possession. A three-point shot missed by number 13 in the game here. Logan Martin for Deckerville. Three-point shot by Cal Hayden. He misses that one. Rebound, Connor Palmer, who had 8 points in the second period. It's 26-21. Peck with the lead. Nobody scored yet here in this third period. Hunter Garza with it at the right corner. Pass off to high post to Derek Osborne. Over to David Shanks. Cross-court pass to Connor Palmer, asking for the ball. He'll hold up as he is double-teamed momentarily. Over to Garza, and stolen away by Stephen Van Konen. Fast break, all by himself for a layup for two. The first point scored. He was thinking about a dunk, but he held up and played the smart play. 28-21. Peck extended the lead by seven. Now with 6:57 to go here in the third. Deckerville with possession, moving from left to right. Your radio dial. Stolen away by Dalton Senf, but he steps out of bounds with the almost steal, knocking it out of the hands of Logan Martin. Another whistle called. Looks like a little piece of trash there on the floor. They pick it up, and they'll restart it. Inbounds pass here from the right sideline for Deckerville. Martin in two. Hunter Garza goes at a high post, pitches it over to Derek Osborne. Too high of a pass, out of reach. Turnover, Deckerville. Ooh. 28-21, 7-point lead here for Peck. They have possession, no pressure by Deckerville. Dalton Semple with it, pointing to directing traffic to his players. Pass off to Cal Hayden to the left wing, 3-point range. Bounce pass up top to Stevie Van Konen. Over to Alex Affert, back to number five, Karsten Lieblang, and to Senf over to the left corner to Van Konen. Pick set there by Affer. He'll get it from the elbow and passes it off for Lieblang. Trying to get the steal with Shanks, but Senf is set up to the paint. Lays it up for two, no good. Put back attempt by number five, and he gets the two. Karsten Lieblang, 30-21. 5:57 to go. 9-point lead now. 3-possession lead here for the Peck Pirates. Loose ball picked up and saved by Connor Palmer at the left corner for Deckerville. To Derek Osborne in the right elbow. He'll go to the free throw line for a two-point shot. He can't get it. It floats in the air, and Connor Palmer zips his way in and gets a short jumper in front of the rim for two. The first point scored for Deckerville. He's got now 10 points for the night so far. It's 21-30-23. Peck with the lead. 5:25 to go here in the third. Peck with possession. Van Konen getting the ball. Misses a shot. Loose ball picked up. Last touch by Dalton Senf. That was a pass from the top of the point from Cal Hayden looking for Van Konen, who was darting in from the right corner into the rim in some wide open space. And it's Deckerville ball at that turnover by Peck. Hunter Garza hands it off to Martin. Martin over to Derek Osborne. Osborne at the right elbow to Martin for three from the right wing. Osborne with the assist to the right wing to Logan Martin for the three. It's 30-26. 4:51 to go. Within 4 points, Peck with the lead with a 4-point lead. 30-26, 4:45 to go. And the high post, a floater for two, no good by Karsten Lieblang. Saved by Cal Hayden. He'll go behind the back, going to the left lane. He'll draw the foul. And we'll go to the line for two. We'll be right back. 3-point shot made by Hunter Garza from the top of the point. One out of two free throws made by Peck. 31-29 as we come back from that commercial break. 4:05 to go. Hunter Garza with that 3-point. 2.3, the answer again for the Pack Pirates to respond, making it 34-29. 3:52 to go here. And another three-point attempt. That one misses by Kozo. Trying to get the putback. Connor Palmer, he misses the first shot. He'll go for another putback attempt, and he'll draw the foul and go to the line. 3:43, 34-39. It was 31-29 with a three-point shot by Garza. The Peck responds with a three-point shot themselves. And now in the free throw lines, Deckerberg for the first time here in the second half. One foul apiece for each team. Van Koenig with a foul. First free throw is good. Very important to make these free throws. 34-30 now. Connor Palmer with a second free throw attempt. He gets that one also. He's got 12 points from the second period on to the third period. 34-31, one possession lead by three for Peck. Connor Palmer making those free throws. Dalton Senf drives to the basket left side, lays it up for two, no good. Rebound, Logan Martin darts his way in front of the rim to get that defensive rebound, and it'll be Deckerville ball. 34-31. Chance to tie it up or get 2 points and be down by one. Martin over to Derek Osborne. Osborne asking for the three as Hunter Garza, he'll fake it. Goes to the paint, passes it off to Derek Osborne. He can't get the shot. Putback attempt, another miss. Another putback attempt, no good. Van Koenig comes down with it after four straight misses by Deckerville. Peck with possession now. Under three to go, 34-31. They lead by three. Dalton Senf over to Van Koenig to the right wing. Pass off the left side to Alex Affer for three. Swishes that one. 37-31. Alex Affer for three. 2:45 to go and counting. Three-point attempt by Martin, no good. Rebound grabbed and saved by Chris Kozo. Hunter Garza for three, hits the rim for the right wing, no good. Knocked out of bounce and saved by Deckerville after brought back in by Pex Van Koenig. Deckerville ball, 2:26 to go. Left corner for three. In and out of the rim, missed by Chris Kozo from the left corner. Rebound, Peck. Cal Hayden driving to the basket. He'll draw the foul also as he goes for the shot for two. He'll go to the line. We'll be right back. Back-to-back free throws made by Cal Hayden. 39-31. Lays it up for two for Deckerville. 39-33. Hunter Garza, I believe, with that shot. 1:55 to go here. Peck with the lead, 39-33, six-point lead. Dalton Sefovic of 1:45 to go. He'll go to the middle of the paint. Floats one up for two, 41-33. 1:40 to go. Dalton Senf with 2 points with a floater in the paint. 41-33 is your score. Peck with the lead, Deckerville possession now. David Shanks with it. Cross-court pass to Hunter Garza, left wing. He'll go to the paint. Draws the foul. Number five, I do believe, get called for it. Karsten Liebling. The junior coming in is Steven Van Koenig, in for Alex Affer. Van Koenig back in. That's three fouls to number five, Karsten Liebling. Inbounds. Oh, it's a non-shooting foul, so it'll be inbounds pass for Deckerville. David Schenk swings it over to Logan Martin, left wing. Over to Derek Osborne, almost loses it. He saves it from going out of bounds. Fancy behind the back pass is stealing away is Cal Hayden for the layup for two, no good. Rebound, Hunter Garza, he'll slow it down with 1 minute to go here. Derek Osborne in the left corner, 3-point range, he'll hold up. Garza with it at the top of the point to David Shanks to the right wing, to the right corner, Connor Palmer. 52 seconds to go. Logan Martin up for two, he draws the foul from the right low block. And he will go to the line for his free throws. He'll go for two. A substitution. We're asking who got the foul, actually. Number three, Cal Hayden, his third foul of the game. Three fouls for Peck so far in the second half, two for Deckerville. First free throw, no good by Logan Martin, number 13. 49.9 seconds to go. Alex Affer coming in for Cal Hayden, who has those three fouls. Alex Affer comes in for the substitution. First free throw was a miss. It's 41-33. Peck with the lead. Second free throw is good. Logan Martin getting that one. 41 to 34. 45 seconds to go in the third. Van Konen over to Alex Affer to the right wing, three-point range. Bounce pass to number five, Kirsten Liebling. Bounce pass to number 34 in the game, Thomas West. Dalton Seth, a little bit of an elbow push there, but he gets away with it. Passes it off to Van Konen. Back to Alex Affer, down to 20 seconds here in the third period. 41-34, Peck leading Deckerville. Thomas West with it after the pass from Liebling. Back to Simp. Simp driving to the basket with a floater from the right wing to the right side of the glass for two. 43-34. 5 seconds to go here. Last second shot for Deckerville. Hunter Garza, NBA range. Oh, hits the rim. Had a chance, but no good. At the end of the third, 43-34. Peck leading Deckerville at the end of the third period. We'll be right back for your final frame. Deckerville comes in with possession. Connor Palmer almost loses the ball. He gets it back. He'll go for two of a putback. He misses it, but putback. Brady Scherbowski, he makes it and draws the foul. It is 43-36. First point scored here in the fourth. Peck leading 43-36. 7:34 to go here. On the line, number 20, Brady Scherbowski with his first free throw attempt. That one is good. He converts a three-point play, 43-37. Peck with possession on their side of the floor. Cal Hyden back in the game for the high post. He is trapped at the free throw line. Dalton Seth goes for three and slapped away by Logan Martin, but taken right back by Cal Hyden after that block by Logan Martin rejecting Dalton Seth, but Peck has the ball back with 7:10 to go, 43-37. Getting chippy out here a little bit. Bodies are banging on the floor, chasing each other. A man-on-man on defense right now, and up for the floater for Cal Hyden. No good in the paint. Rebound, Connor Palmer. He loses the ball. Stolen away by Peck. Van Konen has it. Over to Dalton Simp for Peck. Simp throws up the ball for a shot for two. He draws the foul, and he will go to the line. 2-point free throw attempt. They made all three out of four free throws. He misses that one in the second half. 43-37, about to come back in is number 23, Chris Kozo, and he does. In for number three, David Shanks. Pretty loud vocal student section here tonight for this Winterfest celebration. Second free throw is good for Dalton Semp. For Peck, they lead 44-37. 6:45 to go. Scherbowski for it to Kozo, to Gabe Kappen, loses the ball. Loose ball picked up. And we'll have a whistle called. And it'll be a foul on number 24, I believe. Gabe Kappen with the first foul. Coming in is number 32, Hunter Garza, in for Chris Kozo. Peck ball to throw it out from the right sideline. Alex Affer throws it in. And number five, Kirsten Liebling, over, swings it over to Alex Affer at the right wing. 6.5 to go, it's 44-37. Van Konen with it at the left wing. Over to Dalton Semp, he loses the ball after a reach in by Scherbowski, but Semp takes it back and he'll drive to the basket. Tries to draw a foul, he doesn't get it, but Alex Affer right there with a putback attempt, no good. Saved by Van Konen for Peck down the right lane. Pitches it out to the right corner. Sempovit back over to Carson Liebling. Cal Hyden with it, the sophomore. Hands it off to Dalton Semp. Semp will do some fancy dribbling between the legs there. Scherbowski on defense on him, Alex Affer with it. He'll go for three, left wing. He swishes that one. Just looks at it. No hand in his face. It's okay, I'll take it. 47-37, 10-point lead. Alex Affer with a three-point shot. Lays it up for two, attempt by Scherbowski, no good. Cal Hyden pulls it down for the rebound. That's Kirsten Liebling, that is. 5:35 to go. Over to Dalton Seff. 5:30 to go here in the game. It's 47-37, 10-point lead. Lays it up for two down the right lane to the right side of the glass. Cal Hayden, 49-37, timeout called. Big lead here for the Peck Pirates. We'll be right back here on WBGV 92.5 FM. 5:21 to go here. 49-37, Peck with the lead by 12 points. Still time to come back in here. Hunter Garza at the right wing to Scherbowski. Swings it to Logan Martin for three. Hits the back of the rim, no good. Nobody there for the rebound. Connor Palmer takes it with the steal, and he goes for two left side of the glass and draws a foul and makes it for two for a three-point play attempt. 49-39. Palmer with a huge game since the second period on. 5:08 to go. Peck leading by 10. Palmer to try to convert the three-point play for Dockerville. He makes that one, converts a three-point play, 49-40. Three-possession lead for Peck. 5:06 to go here in the game. Steven Van Conant, left wing. Swings it over to Alex Affer, who made the last points for Peck with a three-point shot himself. At the right wing, he being defended by Connor Palmer. Alex Affer goes for two. Can't get it. Almost had a chance. And rebound, Derek Osborne for Dockerville. Hunter Garza with it at the top of the point. He'll go down the left lane to hold up at the left elbow. Bounce pass to Connor Palmer, left corner. Derek Osborne at the right low block. Garza back with it to Martin. Back up top to Scherbowski at the point. Swings it over to Hunter Garza, left side. Garza over to Scherbowski. Short right corner shot for two. Airballs that one right into the hands of Alex Affer for the defensive steal slash rebound. 4:15 to go. 49-40. Peck with the lead and possession right now. Steven Van Conant has over to Dalton Senf. Down the right lane to the middle of the paint for a layup for two. No good. Pulls down the rebound. Logan Martin. He loses the ball. It'll be Decker ball. Last touch by Cal Hayden, I believe. David Shanks comes in. Scherbowski will come out for Deckerville. Far side, inbounds pass. Garza into Logan Martin. Back to Garza. 49-40. Peck leading. Three possession lead. Deckerville at the high post to Connor Palmer for the pass from David Shanks. Derek Osborne right corner to Shanks at the right wing. Garza swings around to the perimeter. Logan Martin for three attempt. Hits the back of the rim. Rebound, Connor Palmer. He'll hold up and dribbles to Logan Martin, who took his eyes off the ball, turns the ball over and out of bounds, and it'll be Peck Pirate ball. Turnovers. Coming in is number 34, Thomas West. Alex Affer comes out. Peck ball, loose ball, picked up and saved by Peck. No, it's loose again, but Liebling will have it. It'll be a timeout call by Peck. We'll be right back here. Peck with the lead, 49-40 in the fourth period, 3:22 to go. 5:30. Inbounds pass for Peck from the right sideline. Couple missed shots. Van Conant can't knock the putt back in. Deckerville puts up the defensive rebound. Almost loses it. Deckerville saves it. Derek Osborne looking at a three. He'll hold up at the top of the point. He'll go to the middle paint. He is triple teamed, and his shot is blocked. And it'll be picked up by Peck with a steal. Shot blocked steal. Derek Osborne just outsizing a mammoth size over Carson Liebling. Liebling doesn't care. Over to Thomas West, number 34 for Peck. Does Van Conant left wing. 2.5 to go. Whistle was called and a foul called offensively on Peck. Number 3, Cal Hayden, the sophomore. That's his fourth foul, I believe. 2:29 to go. 49-40. 49-40, 9-point lead for Peck, leading Deckerville. Deckerville's got to make a shot here with 2:20 to go and counting. David Shanks at the top of the point. Hunter Garza with it. This player's got to move around the floor to create some space. Logan Martin for three. He hasn't made one, I don't think, in quite some time. And bounces out of bounds, but David Shanks dives into the air, grabs the ball, hits it against the body of a Peck Pirate, and it goes out of bounds off the back of Cal Hyden. It'll be Deckerville ball. Inbounds pass to Garza from Osborne. Garza will hold up into the high post. Logan Martin trying for another three. His shot is nicked away by Dalton Senf. And Peck will come up with a block slash steal after that block shot. Dalton Senf a bit. Swings it over to Carson Liebling. Liebling goes to the paint. And a foul called. Away from the ball. It looked like Derek Osborne almost pancaked Carson Liebling almost there. And Osborne just kind of found his way to move away from the body. Six fouls on Peck. Five on Peck. Inbounds pass. It is a jump ball. No, a timeout call by Peck. After the loose ball, no possession on the inbounds pass by Peck on their own baseline. And they'll call a timeout. 49-40, 1:45 to go here in the game. All right, coming back. 1:45 to go. It's 49-40 is your score. Peck with the lead. They call the timeout to keep possession. And they'll get the inbounds pass from the baseline. Right side of the glass, Dalton Senf to throw it in for Peck on their side of the basket. Up top to Cal Hyden, who has four fouls. Getting the inbounds pass. Bounce pass to the right. Low block. Dalton Senf loses the ball. He'll save it. He is double teamed. And a foul committed on Deckerville. Bumping into the body from behind. David Shanks. That's going to be six fouls on Deckerville. One more. Both teams each will be in the bonus. One and one. Second foul on David Shanks. Inbounds pass from the right sideline for Peck. Dalton Senf inbounds to Cal Hyden. Near the timeline. He'll race his way to the right side. Hands it off to Dalton Senf. One and a half to go here. He crosses the line, I believe, but he fouled him, of course. And I think there was a foul on Deckerville. Now be seven fouls, and he'll go for the one and one. We'll be right back. Actually, we'll keep it right here. 1:28 to go, 49-40. Peck trying to extend their lead on the free throw line is Dalton Senf for Peck. First free throw up. That one is good. He'll get his bonus. 50-40. Now a four-possession lead for Peck. Second free throw. Substitution, Alex Affer. Second free throw was good. Peck with the 11-point lead now with 1:28 to go. Deckerville with possession with 1:24 to go here. They're down by 11. Got to get some points here. Derek Osborne. Down to 1:15 to go. Hunter Garza almost loses it. He'll go to the right wing. Double team at the top of the point. Logan Martin with it. And he is fouled. And Logan Martin will go to the line for the 1-1. Now seven fouls each team. Both teams now will be going to the line regardless. For the rest of the game with 1:09 to go. 51-40 is your score. Peck with the lead. Logan Martin on the free throw line for Deckerville. Makes first free throw no good. Rebound by Peck. Thomas West over to Dalton Senf. But stolen away by Martin. He'll go for three. Hits the back of the rim. No good. Connor Palmer trying to get the rebound. And Carton Liebling will come away with it. And a foul on Deckerville. And it'll be number zero. Derek Osborne with his first foul of the game. That's eight fouls on Deckerville. It's 51-40. We'll be right back. Free throw was missed. Deckerville comes down with possession. They can't make a shot. Peck gets the rebound and a call timeout. We'll be right back. All right, nobody gives a guess. Like Kohler's inbounds pass for Peck after that timeout. Quick timeout. With 33 seconds to go. Stolen away by Logan Martin. 51-40, you're going for two. He can't make it. Put back a tip by Hunter Garza. It doesn't drop. Loose ball picked up by Logan Martin for two. No good again. Connor Palmer can't knock one down with 21 seconds to go. Four, five straight misses by Deckerville. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Peck. Can be Deckerville ball with 20 seconds. And a good lead right now, but Peck looks pretty good. 51-40 with the lead against Deckerville with 20 seconds to go here. Inbounds pass, knocked out by Peck. Actually came off the body of Derek Osborne, the official says. And turnover, and it'll be Peck Pirate ball with 19.5 seconds to go. Alex Affer comes out. Thomas West comes in here for Peck. 51-40. This one will probably not go in overtime. Don't set for the inbounds pass. He is fouled. He'll likely go to the line for the free throws. For the 1-1 attempt, 9 fouls now. And Dakarillo with 17.2 seconds to go. 51-40. This long scoring drought by Dakarillo had not scored since the 5-0-8 mark with the free throws by Palmer. First free throw good by Dalton Seff, having a good game tonight. 17.2 seconds to go, 52-40. Second free throw attempt is good by Dalton Seff. Substitution, Alex Afford comes in for Thomas West, 53-40. And all you have to do is just kind of lay low here and just let the time tick off the clock. Martin, Logan Martin for three, makes his first three NBA range. 53-43, 6 seconds to go here. Musso is called with a foul with Peck leading, but 5.1 seconds to go. It's 53-43. First points made since the 5-0-6 mark. Martin with that three-point shot. And a lot of three-point attempts were made by him and just couldn't knock one down until that one right there. Free throw up, good by Cal Hayden. A lot of free throws for Peck, and they've made over half of them here in the second half. 54-43. Second free throw attempt, good. 55-43. 4 seconds, 3 seconds left. 2 seconds last, second shot for three by Derek Osborne, no good. And Dakarville will lose this one, and Peck will come away with a win. 55-43, your final score. Peck with a big win here, Spalding Winterfest for Dakarville. 55-43, Peck over Dakarville. We'll be right back with your post-game report here on WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at standupbroadcasting.com. Welcome back to the post-game show. Eddie Furio of you joining my Mike Gallagher, the Sportsline host.
My Mike Gallagher.
of the Sanlac County News Sports reporter here for this game. It was a spirited one. But the scoring drought at the five-minute mark for Dakarville really doomed them there. It was 49-40. They had their opportunities over three-plus minutes there to get back into it. Just couldn't drain a three. Logan Martin having trouble. Finally made one NBA range.
Yeah, it was a nice one at the end. Yeah.
So there we go right there. Free throws, 6 of 8 for Dakarville throughout the whole game. Leading score for Dakarville. Wait, let me get this right. Okay, they were 1 of 4, so make that 5 out of 10, I believe.
5 out of 10.
I think so. I might be off,
hey,
but they made 5 free throws. Yeah. All right, I'm busy here. Okay, 15 points for Connor Palmer, your leading scorer. 9 points for Logan Martin. That was a quiet 9 points also in the second half for him. 8 points for Derek Osborne. 4 points for Brady Scherbowski. 4 points for Chris Colza. Hunter Garza with 3 points also. For the Dakarville Eagles, just couldn't knock down shots. Had a lot of shot attempts here for Dakarville, just couldn't knock them down.
Yeah, they had a lot of opportunities at the end too, but when you look at the way Peck played tonight, they never really had that slow point in the game. Whereas with Dakarville, they went a little bit cold at the end of the fourth quarter there. For Peck, you know, even when Dakarville was making its runs, Peck was scoring with them. You know, that second quarter, obviously that was a great comeback by Dakarville, but you know, Peck still goes into the half with the lead. And from there, you know, every run that Dakarville made, Peck responded to.
I think there were 5 of 10 for free throws. That's what they were.
Dakarville
was.
Okay.
I believe. When we come back, we'll take your look at your point leaders for the Peck Pirates. Peck wins this one, 55-43. Welcome back. Our point leaders, and I'm going to be off here.
Yeah.
I'm a little off.
These are unofficial.
Unofficial. Maybe really unofficial. Cal Hayden with 17 points. Carson Lieblang had 2. Carter Babcock had 2. Dalton Seff had 21. 13 in the first. He had 3 threes and 9 points in the second half. 6 points for Alex Afford. Both threes.
Yeah.
And they gave him the spaces. Okay, I'll take
it.
Why and he
not?
Sunk
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
And he's not a real strong shooter either. So
that's not really what he's known for, no.
Steven Van Conant, 6 points also for the Peck Pirates. So Cal Hayden, Dalton Seff, very impressive. 11 out of 15 for free throws for Peck Pirates, I believe. But those free throws, 10 of them there in the second half, pulled them away for this victory.
Yeah.
Free throw on the line. You got to win on the line.
Yeah.
When it's 49-40, that helps.
That's one thing that Peck, well, not the only thing that Peck always does well, but that's one of the things that Peck always does well year in, year out, game in, game out, is shoot free throws and make free throws. That's something that Coach Abrego stresses. And, you know, it pays off in these close games. Because at the end there, you know, Deckerville has to start sending them to the line. And, you know, if you take advantage of those opportunities, that's a good way to put the game away. But really impressed by Peck tonight. You know, they had a tough loss to Dryden earlier in the week. Cal Hayden, man, 17, that sounds about right for him tonight.
Sophomore,
smallest guy out on the court.
I don't know. I think I might give that one to Carson Liebling right
now. I thought you were going to say Derek Osborne.
No.
No, you know, his name's been popping up all season in the box scores. Last week, he was leading scorer in both of their wins. You know, he's really stepped up this season just as a sophomore. And, man, he was impressive tonight. But, you know, great win by Peck. Great effort by Deckerville. Man, Deckerville was fantastic on the boards tonight. And you knew that was going to be an advantage for Deckerville coming into the game, the size of Derek Osborne and Connor Palmer. And they really did a great job on the boards tonight, got a lot of second-chance opportunities, and just a great game from Palmer on the offensive and defensive end, I thought.
Yeah, really good job. They had a lot of good putback attempts and putback shots, so second-chance shots. A lot of them didn't drop, you know.
It's hard down there, you know. There's lots of bodies. There's lots of length. It's hard to put the basket or put the ball in the basket down there.
And those two big boys, Derek Osborne, but especially Connor Palmer, did a really good job. A lot of hustle, try to make those points, try to make it happen.
I think he really started
that second period, closed the gap with eight points, and that was all in the second period of his scoring there.
Yeah, and we've
in the first half.
We've seen that all season with Deckerville. You know, every night it's somebody different, and it's not just throughout the whole game. It's through each quarter. Yeah. You know, because we saw right at the beginning of the, I believe it was the fourth quarter when Brady Sharbowski gets the three-point play right to start the quarter. And, you know, Deckerville's just a really balanced team, and you don't really know who to key on. And that's how, you know, you see these different guys making these pushes and, you know, helping these runs. But Connor Palmer, man, he was the guy all night.
All right. It was 22-8 at the end of the first period. Peck leading at the half after a score correction. It was 26-21 at the end of the half, I believe. And... Then at the end of the third, 43-34, Deckerville was right there. They got within nine. In fact, they got within three with 3:35 to go in the third period. 34-31 at that point, but Peck, Alex Zapper making a three-point shot in that third period. At the end of the third, 43-34, and then it was 49-40 for quite some time since the five-minute mark. And then Peck, those fouls mounted up, able to pull away, make those free throws. 55-43. Dalton Seth just kept attacking the basket, getting on the line, make your free throws, which is why we think he had 21 points. When we come back, we'll get our closing remarks on both these teams and what they have to play for in the rest of the season. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Our post-game report. We got the exact, thank you to Coach Dalico.
Yeah.
17 points for Cal Hayden, 22 for Dalton Seth.
We shortchanged him. Sorry about that, Dalton. Yeah,
11 22. Of 15 for free throws. I was right in that one.
Yes, you were.
Just talking to Coach Dalek, it was frustrating. We had so many second-chance shots.
Yeah.
And they had maybe two or three of them in a row and probably about at least 10 possessions. It just didn't roll in, you know?
You know, I'd love to see the rebounding stats from tonight because Deckerville definitely won that battle. But, you know, Peck didn't really let it phase them, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Deckerville got those second-chance opportunities. They didn't cash in on a lot of them. And, you know, Peck on the other end, they executed extremely well and, you know, got things taken care of. You talked about the free throws, 11 of 15. Dalton Semph was 5 of 6 in the fourth quarter, and he made five straight free throws.
Yeah.
That's the way you put the game away.
All right. And we did see if I got the correction on the points leader, 15 points for Connor Palmer. Good game for him. And like
yeah,
I said,
good
eight
game for him, yep.
In that. And 9 points for Logan Martin all in the second half.
Yep.
You know, he didn't seem it at all in the first half.
That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah. You know, every quarter, every half, you know, every game, it's somebody else for Deckerville.
Yeah.
And, you know, that can be something that's tough to stop for other teams. But, It really wasn't tonight.
Well, good job by Peck Pirates. Pretty chippy out there, but, you know, nothing too bad.
Hey, you
just
know,
a typical Coach Abrego unhappiness with his players and the officials.
Yeah,
hey.
Yeah. Hey, it gets you the win, though.
Well,
but, you know, just a great crowd tonight, Winterfest.
Yes,
you know,
Winterfest was fun. Really
was
good crowd
here. Yeah, you know, I was glad I was on the baseline because I don't think there was a seat in the stands.
So the next game coming up for Peck is North Huron. That's on the 14th. They'll play Dryden. Then Marlette, Genesee, Kingston, and Herbreach. They're out of reach.
That's Deckerville.
Oh, that's Deckerville. Okay, yeah. Deckerville has North Huron. Excuse me.
North Huron, Dryden, Marlette, Genesee. That's a tough way to wrap up the season.
Four losses in league play. They're out of reach of the NCTL division.
At this point, because Kingston boys won again tonight. They beat Mayville. So that pretty much puts
Kingston
everybody
in the driver's
out of
seat. Because Peck has got three losses. They have Mayville. They'll win that one. Kingston, they could try to beat them, but other league games, there's no more games to catch up on.
Yeah, for Peck, they're going to need help. They're going to need to beat Kingston, and then they're going to need
everybody else
Kingston.
To beat Kingston.
Yeah, which, you know, at this point in the season, I don't really see it. But, you know, that can kind of be a blessing. You know, now you can shift your focus on district play. Both these teams have tough schedules going into the postseason.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you want going into the postseason. And these are both two teams that could, you know, come away with a district title. So,
as the people file out, go to the Winterfest dance tonight here in Deckerville. At least they can dance away the loss.
Yeah, and me and Eddie are going to be dancing down at the Silver Tavern.
Oh, we are?
Yeah.
Maybe you just won. My wife's birthday is tomorrow. I got to be careful.
Wow, yeah.
Oh, you're serious about this, yeah?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
One in Rome, right?
Okay, kids, thank you for listening to WBGV 92.5. Colton Gibbs, Sophia Sanford, your Winterfest king and queen tonight here for Deckerville.
Congratulations to them. That's awesome.
Congrats to them. Sophia Sanford had a pretty good game last night also in the winner with Peck as a basketball player also. Really good track runner, cross country also. All right, for Mike Gallagher, the Sportsline co-host and San Lake County sports writer of the San Lake County News.
Wolf photographer.
Yes. How about that? Sandusky Wolves.
Yeah.
A lot of games tonight. We'll have those scores updated late tonight. And just check the Twitters and Facebook handles also. Thank you for tuning in to WBGV 92.5 FM and streaming at sandlakebroadcasting.com. Don't know if we're going to do Sportsline because we have a game that night. Makeup game. Sandusky at Harbor Beach for girls basketball. Next week, Thursday also, we have Richmond. Croswell Lexington for boys basketball, the showdown for the BWAC league title.
We're going to have to do Sportsline this week, Eddie. We're going to have to figure it out. There's too much going on, man.
Well, you're going to have to come out early, and we're going to have to do the show.
We'll do it. We'll record during the Super Bowl.
What? Go Philly.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in here on WBGV 92.5 FM. Thank you to all our sponsors also, and to you, Mike Gallagher, San Lake County News, and to Monica Spranger, the athletic director here at Deckerville High School.
Yeah, great job by her the last two nights.
Made things roll here. Yeah. Love that. Thank you for tuning in to High School Sports on WBGV 92.5.